Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Well, we turned it on. We're ready to go. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And that's really what it's all about, right? You want to be part of the solution. Everybody wants to contribute to making sure everything goes the right way. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, I mean, everybody's talking about that Will Smith slap. The slap that was heard across the world. Really? Seriously? Is that what we come to? I'm not trying to be mean. None of that. But, I mean, seriously. We got people dying in Ukraine. We got people dying across the globe. We got things going on. And what are we talking about today? The Oscars. Yeah. Whatever. Anyway. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Being part of the conversation, which means you are actually part of the solution, and that's what we want. We want you to be part of the solution. So with all that said, I'm going to switch gears and talk about Ron DeSantis. No, really. The governor, great job, by the way, in Florida. He's doing a fantastic job. And I'm glad that we're not allowing them to keep growing that lie, right? They can't say gay lie. I'm glad we're all over that, like, as my people say, like white on rice. Now, the reason is because, look, I've been saying this since almost about the time I started the show, quite a few years back. Don't let them steal the narrative. Don't let them set the narrative for these words. Because when you do that, 2-4 with these people. When you do that, what ends up happening is they get to decide what everything means. I wouldn't let them do it. Seriously. Because it ain't right. It's just not right. We need to take it back from them in so many ways. We need to take this back from them. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. So much appreciate the time you spent. Okay. You saw last night, forget the slap for a minute. You missed the bigger story last night, seriously. Right? You saw what went on last night. Well, who was it? The three winners. The three women that were up there. And they opened up by saying, you know, this is here. Let me see if I can play this thing, because I know I'm going to screw it up. I always do. Let's see if we can come up with a good one here. Come on, you can do it. Yeah, we knew that would have been too easy, right? But basically, when they opened it up, was it Wanda Sykes, Amy Schumer, and they got up and talked about how this was going to be a fun night, and for those of you in Florida, we're going to have like a gay time, a gay time, and you have to sit there and you have to wonder, where are they coming from? No, I don't believe for a minute it has anything in the world to do with them wanting to work on gay rights, lesbian rights, transgender rights, force the people forward to the fallen line and toe their line, if you would. And I say it's true. Remember, Ron DeSantis signed the Parental Rights in Education Act, which is exactly what it is if you actually read it. You know, what's his name? I'm bad at these names. Gervais? He's the one that really tore them up at one of the other Academy Awards. Right? As well he should have. And it would have been great to have him doing this one. This one would even be better. Because he would really call them out for what they are. Now, DeSantis, he signed the Parental Rights Bill today. Now, that the bill simply bans classroom discussion on so-called gender identity, sexual orientation for children in kindergarten through third grade. And I've said it a million times on the show. A kindergartner, you really think they know? You really think they have a clue as to what a lesbian is? God, just help me understand. You think they know what a transgender is? You think they know what a bisexual is? No, they don't. That is not the time to teach them. They've got so many other things going on in their head. I mean, my God, if they're they don't even know whether their clothes match, what colors go with what, how to add 2 + 7. I mean, they're just not there. And the most important thing we do is to make sure they know how to spell and know what a lesbian is, right? Makes all the sense in the world. And at the signing ceremony, you know, he did what I would have done. He made fun of those people in Hollywood that opposed parental rights legislation, saying he'll wear disapproval like a badge. I would, too. Think of all the things these people have stood for in the past, right? They held up, these degenerates held up Harvey Weinstein as an example of a hero. Hello? Anybody home? Right? And when they talk about this stuff, there aren't enough blacks as producers. There are not enough blacks as directors. Not enough blacks get awards. Well, who's running it? But all of a sudden you woke up? All of a sudden you realized this was going on? Give me a break. The heat came down, which is why you gave it up. The heat came down, which is why you made those changes. So we'll see your host. Yeah, Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. We'll see what she has to say about all this. Be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text
demo to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting demo, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you wanna come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
There's a lot of that going around right now. You better have your Democrat dementia anti-dementia mask on. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Let me just bring her around. I got a lot I want to talk about. Kimberly Moran joins us, as she does every week, to help us kick off the week and try to get some sanity. Well, it'd take a lot of work to get some sanity put back into some of this stuff. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I'm sure you heard about the Oscars. If you're like me, you didn't watch them. Please tell me you didn't watch them.
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
God, no. I don't hate myself.
So, You know, and again, you hear about, I don't know if this Will Smith slap was real or not. People saying it's real. Some people saying it's not real. I don't really care. I mean, did he do something to breathe life back into this, right? But if it's real, let's just go on that fact. I mean, think about something. The left, these people that talk about peace and tranquility and everybody getting along over a joke, and it wasn't even a nasty joke, he went up there and got violent with Chris Rock.
He has some serious mental health issues.
Will Smith?
If that was real, he has some serious mental health issues. He was laughing at the joke at first. And then when he looked over and saw his wife wasn't happy, he stopped laughing. And then he went up and violently attacked someone. A comedian.
Yeah, you know.
A comedian.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because on the red carpet, when they were walking in, one of the reporters made a joke. And he didn't start laughing until he looked over at his wife and saw her laughing. Then he started laughing. That's interesting.
Yeah. He's got mental health issues, as far as I'm concerned, if that was real.
Look at the rest of the comedian.
His whole family has mental health issues. But comedians at these shows, or even, like, whoever hosts the show, they're usually making fun of somebody in the audience. And it's always, like, not anything bad. It's, you know, just a slight knock on someone, maybe, possibly. But it's nothing ever like what they deserve.
He would have shot Rickles, right? I mean,
oh my God.
Rickles would have lost
the old crew.
6.5 seconds. Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine the old crew. But, if that was real, he has some serious mental health issues.
Yeah.
You don't violently attack someone over a joke. And I'm sorry, but I never saw G.I. Jane, but wasn't she a badass? Like, I don't know. I never saw it, but...
No, that was funny. I didn't see it either, but I remember the pictures of...
I don't think it was supposed to be an insult.
No. No, wasn't it? And he, you know, it was a softball for all intents and purposes. I mean, seriously. What's her name? Demi Moore?
Demi Moore, yeah.
Demi, yeah, whatever. They're all the same. Demi Moore.
Yeah.
She had to have her head shaved for that, if you recall, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess Will Smith's wife has a hair issue of some kind, but every picture
alopecia.
I see her, she's bald. What?
She has alopecia. My bulldog, one of my bulldogs actually has alopecia. And it's a disease where you lose your hair. But she, you know, and I can imagine being a woman, that would be extremely upsetting. She's, like, apparently she's gone through, I had no idea she had that. I don't think Chris Rock knew she had that. And frankly, I don't give a flying you-know-what that she has it. But she, that's why she's bald. I mean, the woman's a multimillionaire. She could always put on some really highly expensive wigs if she wanted to. If bothers her that much, that's what she could do.
Yep.
Instead of being bald and then getting pissy when someone makes a joke that she could be G.I. Jane to. Whatever.
What's really funny is the church I used to go to was predominantly black. And I thought they were joking at first when they were telling me how many black women wear wigs to begin with.
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's normal.
I did not know that. And then Sonya Schmidt, who's on Fridays, she shored that up. She told me, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, all the time.
She's like, how do you think we go from the real poofy hair, you know, to the short hair, to the corn? You know, you can't do all of this with hairstyling in your bathroom. Come on, Joe, wake up.
Oh, no, yeah, wigs and weaves and, it's very common. It's a big, it's a huge, profitable business industry for black women.
Right.
There's a lot of black women who own those kind of companies. So it's, who cares? You know, you want to do something like that, that's your business. But for her to get pissy because he made a joke, whatever.
Yep.
But really, it's mentally ill to go up on stage in front of 5 people that are watching at home. And then the rest of all your fellow actors and violently attack someone over that. Especially when you were laughing at it at first. Whatever. psychopaths. They're all a bunch of friggin' psychopaths.
So I'm sick enough to look at the video, and I kept looking at the video. And I was thinking to myself, you know, how many actors learn how to act to throw a punch, throw a slap without either barely hitting or without really hitting the person that they're having that fight with, right?
Yep.
And the thing that was really evident that wasn't there was the violent head jerk when it supposedly the hand hit his face, Chris Rock's face, right? So I'm not going to make again, I don't know, but I'm looking at it going, okay, maybe this was they try to have an injection here to try to get more people to watch the Oscars, but it didn't help. I don't think it helped at all.
Well, they'll probably have people watching it next year more.
Well,
psychopaths.
What, 8 or 9 more people?
Yeah, anyway. Maybe instead of 5, 8 or 9.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody who watches. I really don't.
Oh, I don't either. I mean, I went to, for political reasons, I'll put it that way, I went to a Oscar party on Sunday night because I knew there were some people there who were going to be there that I needed to speak with. And
going to a party is a whole different ballgame. Who cares?
Yeah, well,
but you're not watching
it. Nobody was watching it. You're exactly right.
Right.
Nobody was watching.
Party. Yeah, exactly. So, that's funny.
And then who are the three? Schumer and is there Wanda Sykes? And I don't know who the third person was.
No, I didn't see that. I saw glimmers of it on a little bit on Twitter, but Amy Schumer and Wanda Sykes, I have no desire to see.
Oh, yeah, they're talking stink. About the they're great time they were going to have. And they said, you guys in Florida, it was going to be a gay time, right? And they made a big deal out of it. For those of you in Florida, we're going to have a gay time, right? And I'm thinking, what a bunch of hypocrites these people are. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break, because this is exactly how the left thinks. And they're so self-unaware, they couldn't even see what they were doing. Joe Mazzini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up for Kimberly when we come back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
No regrets. However, President Biden did clarify that his remarks from Saturday that his Russian counterpart cannot remain in power was his personal opinion and not an official policy calling for a regime change in Russia.
I was expressing moral outrage that I feel, and I make no apologies for it.
Biden made the remarks during his address in Poland as he was rallying support for Ukraine. Meantime, Ukrainian forces have claimed to have retaken a suburb of Kyiv and an eastern town from Russian forces. It comes ahead of talks to be held in Istanbul. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his country is prepared to declare its neutrality and is open to compromise on the fate of the Donbas region. Wall Street closed higher on Monday, though the price of crude oil fell sharply. The Dow was up 95 points, the NASDAQ was up 186 points, the S&P 500 gained 32. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Go and see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-55. 6-3, and I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring her back on. Always appreciate her time with me. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to try to kick it off and make, I don't know, make sense of the senseless, unsensible. I don't even know what to do with this, right? So you had, well, I want you had Wanda Sykes, Amy Schumer, who is, I don't find her funny at all. I mean, I got comedians I don't really much care for personally, but they're funny. She's not funny at all. She's just gross.
Yeah, she's not, I don't find her funny, or that other skank, Sarah Silverman. They're not funny.
No.
They're just not funny. Not funny in movies they've been in, and they're just not funny.
Right. No, I agree with you.
Wanda Sykes, I've seen some stuff. She's been really funny.
Yes. Yeah, I'll give you that one. But Schumer, nothing. I don't even know how she's going to do the business.
No, she's who's her father or uncle?
Oh, Chucky.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, that fixes it right there.
Yep.
So they made fun of the Florida bill, right? The don't say gay bill, as they call it. Now, you know that nobody in that room read that bill. Not a one.
They're
just
one.
Reading headlines, right?
Yep.
But these are the same pieces of turd that held, you know, Harvey Weinstein in high esteem.
Yep.
Right? He was their hero. It was just amazing to listen to.
Well, that's why they want to make sure that young kids are groomed for people like Harvey Weinstein.
What happened to the Me Too movement? That fizzled pretty quick, didn't it?
It was a joke. It wasn't serious. It wasn't serious at all.
Yeah.
Me too, unless it, like, affects my career or, you know, one of my friends.
Right. No, and what's his name?
The biggest, aside from Congress, the biggest hypocrites in this country are in the Hollywood.
Don't break my heart and tell me Hollywood types.
No, please. Please. I mean, no. Like we say all the time, they fake. They are fake people for a living.
Yep.
I mean, that's their job, to pretend they're someone they're not.
The, what's his name, Ricky?
Gervais.
Gervais.
I like him.
He came out right after it. He goes, look, I'll do this for nothing. Okay, you just can't stop me from saying what I want to say.
Right.
And I would have him MC every one of these things. They'd all leave, but I'd have him MC every one of them.
Oh, I remember he did it last year, didn't he? And no, he made some.
He did the other one. Was that?
I don't know. I don't watch any of that crap. But he did one. He did one, and I just remember seeing clips from it. And he was like really biting and funny. He was hysterical. Oh, yeah.
Well, he called them out for what they are. I mean, he said it bad. They're never going to have you back again, but whatever. And he just laid into them, you know?
Right.
Yeah, and these people, I asked somebody, because nobody was watching, a couple people that watched it. I said, so is it political or is it actually the Oscars? And the one guy looked at me, just smiled, and goes, yeah, well, you know what it is. It's political.
Yeah.
You know, And the one announcer gets up there and says, you know, one commentator gets up there and says, look, I'm proud to announce that this is the most diverse and progressive Oscars ever. Look, I see people from all walks of life, every demographic under the sun. Well, there's no poor people there. Is there any poor people in? I didn't see any of the cameramen sitting at the tables or the gophers to go get the food and bring it back. I mean, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm missing something here. Right?
Right. That is funny.
And is Oscars, are these Academy Awards, are they about diversity or progressiveness? Or are they supposed to be about good movies, good actors, good stories, good content?
Oh, they stopped being about that long ago. Hollywood mostly puts out trash. I don't watch movies very often, but a lot of what they put out is just absolute trash.
Well, yeah, no, you're right. You're right. I mean, a lot of these movies, I was talking to a producer at this event, and I said to him, I said, look, what happened to you? Are you guys become so woke that Captain America now has to be a female? That, you know, some of these heroes that we've seen over the past are either transgender, female, gay, or lesbian, and you're going, what, you can't come up with your own? Really?
Right.
And he said, no, they don't care anymore. Even if they lose money, I guess, I can't think of the name of the film, but one of the films that won one of the awards last night grossed $400 million worldwide. Now, he said normally they would have pulled that, but, you know, in a couple of weeks. But because they were so behind the message, they let it ride.
Which movie?
I don't know. One of the movies that won. I don't know the name of it.
I don't know any of it.
I'm not into this stuff.
No, me either.
You know?
Nope.
So it's just craziness that they keep this stuff going on, and they just don't really care.
No, you know, they're feeding their fan base.
Yeah, they got the money to lose, I guess.
Yep. So they'll make it up in other ways.
With selling women, probably. I mean, seriously, I wouldn't put it against Hollywood at this point in time.
Oh God, no.
So one of the Russian oligarchs spoke out. He was at the Ukraine peace negotiation with some other people that were there to help out. And every one of them are suffering some mysterious symptoms now. So, well, at first I was thinking, okay, this sounds Putin-esque, right? I mean, it seems like anybody who kind of opposes him or in these kind of situations, they somehow get some kind of food poisoning or poisoning in general. But I got to ask the question, wouldn't this be one of the dumbest moves he could do?
Right.
So yeah. I don't think he poisoned these people. This might be true sickness of some kind that they got from where they were at or who fed them the food.
Yeah, why would you poison the people that you want to try to gain their support or get their support back or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of doesn't make sense.
No, but there are people making a big deal of this, and I'm going, okay, you know what, back off this for a second and think about it. Where does it get him? You know, how far forward does it put him? Except that a lot of these oligarchs or a lot of these Russian billionaires, they're not happy with him. They're not happy with what Putin's doing because their stuff is being frozen.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're supposedly being made to suffer because of his actions.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get it. When you read a little bit about the Russian economy and how these people are handled, or how these people handle Putin and Putin handles them, This is a big deal. This is a big deal for him, for Putin, how much money it's costing him, how much it's slowing him down. I think that's why he's coming into some of the decisions that he's making right now. They've succeeded in doing what they're going to do, so now they're going to start going in a different direction. No, you're getting your butt kicked and handed to you. Your stuff is, your military equipment's laying all over the place in ruins. You better come up with a different plan.
So my understanding from previous is that, you know, he already got Crimea, which he did not invade, by the way. The people of Crimea voted to become Russian again. It was a lie that Putin invaded. But the east part where the battles really are, where all the Nazis are as well, the
right.
Ukraine Nazis, that's Russian, pro-Russian, I forget what they call them, but pro-Russian supporters have been fighting to take that over for Russia for a while. There's been basically a war going on there.
Right.
Within Ukraine, internally, Ukraine people, for over a year, I believe, like 18 months or something. So that's been going on already.
Yeah, I've read about that. Mm-hmm. I have read about that. But you never know. When I have the general on, he tells me the same thing. He says, look, there's an area that he was going into, quote-unquote, protect, that 44%
yes.
of the people there actually had, Russian passports.
Right.
You know, Russian citizens, if you would, or dual citizenship, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's Donetsk and some other, I forget the other area. But, yeah, that's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, but look at the damage and destruction he's caused going in there. Did you really need to do that? Think of all the innocent people that have been killed with this. Unless you have a different mindset,
well, I wonder.
Something else.
I wonder, because don't you find it interesting that when they were talking about Russia striking in the West, it was only hitting military bases, which makes sense. If you're in war, you want to get rid of the military bases, right?
Right.
It was only hitting military things. But in the East, it was civilians and stuff? Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting, isn't it?
Well, they had bad maps, Kimberly.
Mm-hmm.
Bad intelligence. Joe McKee, your host, Uncle Far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Kimberly will, too. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOKE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's really what fixes this. When you get informed, you can move on it. You can make a difference. You get a couple of you together, and I mean, and it doesn't take a whole bunch. To start these things, it doesn't. I know a mom's group that started off with probably 10, 12, 15 people and ballooned up to over 100 people in no time. You can do it. Just make sure you have the right message. Make sure you have the facts. Stuff that turns people off more than finding out you've been feeding them garbage, and you might not be doing it on purpose. It just happened. So just make sure you're well informed before you get into any of this stuff. Let me bring her on. Then I know she's well informed. She always calls me to task on some stuff. Joe, with senior host Kimberly Marin, joins me. She does every week to help kind of get things straight for the rest of the week. And again, everybody's talking about the Oscar stuff, but we got other things to fry. We got some stuff that'll make you nuts.
Wait, I just turned you down.
Who turned me down?
Sorry, I did. My headphone, it has a thing on it, and it got stuck in the between my chair, and it just totally turned you down. It muted you.
Well, there's a lot of people who are trying to do that. It doesn't really work well. I eventually come back like a bad rash.
I'm sure Tammy probably does.
But. Yeah. She knows how to mute me really well, apparently.
I need a remote for that stuff.
Yes, you do. You, what was I going to tell? Oh, the in California, they're pushing to make it, you ready for this one? So that poll workers don't have to give their addresses anymore.
What?
Yeah, because voting is so polarized, because there's so much violence between certain political groups, that they're passing what they're... You ready for this? So this is going to make you roll around laughing. They're passing what's called a Safe at Home Act. And what that is you mean, you would think that was a 2A issue, right? Safe at home, you're allowed to shoot whoever you want to in your house if they break in. No. What the Safe at Home Act is, it'll keep poll workers and abortion clinic workers, it'll keep their addresses out of the line. They don't have to give their address when they're signing up to do these programs. Because they want them to be safe at home.
I'm confused. So poll workers are supposed, that's supposed to be transparent, that everybody who works in election, that's all public knowledge, correct? I mean, you can look to see where all the voters voted, you know what I mean, where they live. You can see where all the voters voted in that area live. So I don't understand clinic workers, though. Are their addresses public somewhere in the first place?
Yeah. You can, if you go down to the county in California, if you go down to the county recorder's office, you can find out who worked the polls and where they lived. Public record.
I personally think that you have to have complete transparency in every election.
No.
So now you can get poll workers that are from Boston.
Bingo.
Working in California. Hello.
Or ones that are here illegally.
That too. Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's so, but they're considering them because of all the violence. They consider them along the same line. It's right here as a domestic violence victim.
Oh, my God. That's right? An insult to domestic violence victims.
It's California.
How many poll workers have had someone go to their house?
I don't know. I haven't heard of it.
Is this a problem?
I've watched the news around here. I haven't heard of it.
This is, again, they're trying to, there's no problem there. They're trying to come up with something to hide whatever shenanigans they want to pull with poll workers, because you're right, then they can get people from all over the place. Not that it really matters, because it's California.
Oh, some of the poll workers had complained about the violence after former Republican President Donald Trump had falsely claimed he was the real winner of the election.
What violence?
And that falls squarely on the back of the poll workers.
What violence happened to any poll worker after the election? They're lying.
Oh, they did it. They say they did a survey over 600 election officials across the state, and they found that 1 in 6 had experienced threats because of their job, while more than half said that they are concerned about their safety. So 1 in 6. Somebody probably said, what are you, an idiot? You know,
yeah.
I didn't vote. Give me a ballot. I mean, that kind
right.
of thing. Wouldn't you be irritated if you showed up and said, I'm sorry, Mr. Messina, you already voted? No, wait, what?
If 1 in 6 actually experienced something, a violent act, then I would think that there would be 1 in 6 police reports.
Oh, wait a minute. No.
Because there's police.
It wasn't a violent act, Kimberly. It was simply a threat.
Oh, the threat could have just been, oh, the person was wearing a freaking shirt they didn't like, for God's sakes.
Right? This has been my argument all along. When I get worried about the hate speech stuff. I get worried about all these things.
Because it's going to go too far. Exactly. It's going to go too far. I just got a T-shirt from the Independence Gang that says, truth is the new hate speech. That can be considered an attack. Yeah. I mean, seriously, just wearing that T-shirt to the polls, I'd probably get in trouble. Well, not around here, but in California, I probably would.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're having discussions, not just at my school, but other school boards, as to what is an acceptable form you know, of protest, if you would, or speech at the board meetings. Now, you don't even have to ask me mine. You already know mine is like, I don't care if they're swearing at me. They have a right to say whatever they want to when they're up.
Right. Oh,
right?
God.
And the reason we're doing this is because the state now has a Senate has a bill out called SB 1100, and it authorizes members of legislative bodies to remove an individual for interrupting a meeting.
Excuse me?
Yeah. So I said, you know Mike's sense of humor, right? I go, so somebody's given a testimony and somebody else farts loudly. Do we throw them out or have them arrested? How does that work?
Wow.
What do you mean by interrupting? What does that mean?
Yeah, exactly. What does that mean?
They applaud after somebody says something they like. Help me out. Give me some definition here. They can't give you definition.
Yeah, because they're making it up because they just want to remove anyone who disagrees with them.
Mm-hmm. And then they're rewriting a portion of the education code, something to do with making sure that these public meetings, these school board meetings, are not for the public. Okay.
What?
I know. I'm trying to figure this out, too, because when you read it, it makes absolutely no sense. So we're there for transparency reasons. The public gets to see how we're doing business, right? But it's not necessarily there for the public to slow the meeting down, stop it, or what have you, right? And I'm thinking, no, we're up there doing the public business. Why don't they get to chime in?
Oh, my good Lord.
This is California.
Authoritarians. That's what they are. I mean, do they forget? They do forget. This is rhetorical. They forget who are paying them and who choose and elect them to do the business of the people. They forget that they work for the people. They really don't care.
No, they just don't care.
And this is across the country. Care. It's not just California, although California is like probably the worst example of all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
but it's across the country. These school boards and these people and the extreme left came in across the country, spent a ton of cash, and took back school boards and split votes. You know, put up fake conservatives to split votes so the extreme leftist won. Be prepared in 2018, people, because the left hates you, and they want to. They will shut down all the speech. They will shut down people speaking, just like you're talking about, Joe. California is always a good example of what's to come in other places if lefties take over.
Oh, no question. You know, I haven't shared these with you, but I've been talking about them off and on for a week or so now because they're so ridiculous. You know, when you look at some of the bills coming across, one bill requires all children to be vaccinated for COVID-19, public and private schools. Another one allows 12-year-olds to decide whether to be vaccinated or not.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, one would require law enforcement officials to enforce public health orders. This one, which I don't, you've got to be brain dead to think you're going to pass this, but one would require, you ready for this, all employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19 in order to work in California. To work here.
All employees?
All. Okay.
Wow.
Oh, one would reclassify sharing of COVID-19 misinformation by doctors as unprofessional conduct, resulting in loss of license.
Oh, my God. And, of course, misinformation is whatever they want it to be.
Right. That I
whatever they claim it is.
That ivermectin works, right?
Yeah, they're the ones that are spreading the misinformation and intentionally let people die. In my opinion, our government killed people because they wouldn't treat them properly. And they're going to say that other people are misinformation.
Well, how about this one? Authorizes medical board investigators to inspect businesses looking at the employee records to make sure that they've been vaccinated.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to, you know, California. Just amazing. Where do people find you?
Veronicraft.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter. Not in California.
Show me, senior host. I'll be back in a few minutes. Got a lot more coming up.